Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbreakcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Greg Blanchard is taking on a new challenge as the autumn meet at Western Fair kicks into high gear. He is going to be the raceway assistant manager and the track announcer. We'll talk to Mr. Blanchard about his future plans and about his years at Woodbine and Mohawk right after this. Greg Blanchard is about to embark on a new journey. He is now the track announcer, but also the raceway manager, assistant racing manager, I should say, at Western Fair. Greg, welcome to Trot Radio. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Norm. Glad to be here.
Now, you were in Florida for the International Simulcast Conference, and while you were there, you got to see your former employer, WEG, pick up their fourth simulcast award in 7 years. That's remarkable, and you should take some credit for that, because you were undoubtedly a part of that. What do you think, as a customer, would make their presentation so appealing?
Well, Norm, I mean, first of all, I should say I was there in my new capacity, actually, on behalf of Western Fair, but I certainly felt a sense of pride being at Woodbine for a long time, and it is pretty amazing to see them win the award again. And I think the reason why is just simply the level of production. You know, I think they have a very high production value to their simulcast products. I would say the industry leader, without question. It's a real crisp, clean look to the simulcast. It's simple to read. You know, all the information is there that you need, and you know, pretty good on-air talent overall as well. So just a combination of things, and I mean, obviously, the peers in the industry see that you know, it's been judged the best for 4 years now.
Do you plan on bringing some of those ideas, maybe some of your own, to the simulcast show, let's say, at London?
Well, of course, I'll try and put my stamp on things to some extent, but in watching the Western Fair signal over the last couple of years, you know, I think it's pretty solid when you look at the landscape of what's out there and what, to be frank, you know, you have to work with here in terms of resources. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty solid product. You know, graphically, it looks good. It's, again, I think similar to Woodbine in the fact that it's a clean, mm-hmm. crisp presentation. It's easy to find everything you need. And, you know, the people that were here in the last couple of years have done a nice job trying to build on that. And, you know, I'll continue to do that. And I'll also try and cultivate and continue the good relationship that we've developed in the last couple of years with HPI TV.
Will you be doing a pregame show, as it were?
We will, certainly Mondays and Tuesdays, probably Thursdays, where we're a bridge signal for the most part, and you know, our distribution is greatly expanded on those days.
Your simulcast certainly has reflected in big handles. Live, of course, is another story. Is that an area you see as a definite growth area you want to address?
It's just the sort of the nature of the business right now. You know, I think the biggest growth area, undoubtedly, is in simulcasting, and even more so online, whether it be through the web or through mobile devices and that type of thing. But I think in London here, there's an opportunity as well to tap in more effectively to the live mm-hmm. market.
Yeah.
Obviously, a dollar bet on track is a good thing.
I think there's a lot of potential in a live audience at London, and take it from a guy who grew up at that track. I mean, if you look at nights like, and of course they're big nights, but if you look at nights like the Molson Pace, that grandstand is very reminiscent of what it was like in 1970.
One thing about it, the Western Fair, it really seems to be prominent in the community. I notice, you know, media coverage already. I can tell that, you know, it's got its place here, and it's not forgotten. So, I agree. The proximity, the fact that it's right in the city limits is unique, I think, mm-hmm. today for the most part. And what we saw in terms of crowds here just a couple of weeks ago, when the fair was actually on here, they had three programs and had really nice crowds. So mm-hmm. I think there's definitely a market for a strong live audience here as well.
Yeah, I think there's a strong racing culture, not just in that part of southwestern Ontario, but in London per se. It's been going on for so long. Now, you've called races on the WEG circuit. That product has at times been criticized. People have said, well, it's a bit bland, not as much flow. Do you think that's an unfair label?
to be honest, Norm, I think there's a difference. I think it got that criticism for a reason. You know, obviously that was the perception out there. I think it's more so geared toward racing at Woodbine, mm-hmm. to be fair. I think when racing shifts to Mohawk, and especially this past summer, with the strong stakes program, the overall competitiveness of the races, fuller fields, I don't think we see that as much. I think that's some of the best racing in the world.
And I think the dimensions of Mohawk lends itself to a better race
sure.
flow.
Absolutely. You know, that's part of it as well. So when you get to Woodbine, getting into the winter season, so field size drops off. Mm-hmm. Again, the overall competitiveness of the races maybe tails off. You've got weather considerations. You've got the track configuration. So all of that, kind of works together, and it's maybe not as dynamic a product as you'd see at Mohawk. It's a challenge. There's no
sure.
question.
Now, let's shift the focus over to half-mile tracks, since that's where you're going to be at. You have called races at Freehold. Is it going to be a tough sell to sell racing on a half-mile track? Because a lot of the big-time bettors, you know, obviously gravitate for a number of reasons, but track size being one of them, to the 7/8 and mile tracks.
Yeah, it's a challenge, no question. And I think, you know, given the preference bettors have shown with their dollars over the past, couple of decades, that, they prefer to bet on the mile tracks, on the 7/8 mile tracks. But I still think there's a place for good competitive half-mile racing. And the signal I point to is Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
They've a low purse structure. They don't really have any of the real marquee horses. They don't have many of the big name trainers and drivers right now. But boy, they have a consistent product. They have full 9-horse fields. They race their horses, and if you're a horse player out there, I've always enjoyed playing Northfield as opposed mm-hmm. to many products. So there's a market out there. You've just got to make sure you tap into it and play to your strength, so to speak.
Well, if you're looking to draw in new people, I don't think there's a better place to watch a horse race for a newbie than Western Fair, because of the simple fact that you're so close to the action, and that is going to provide the wow factor for a lot of people who thought very little of harness racing.
Yeah, that's one of the strengths of half-mile racing, that will always be there, is the fact that in terms of a live audience, you're going to get that. You're going to get to see the horses up close. You're going to get to see them come right in front of you at least a couple of times in the race. So that's one of the strengths, I think, from a horse player's perspective. Probably the big benefit of half-mile racing is being able to more effectively trip handicap.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot harder to do on a big track on a half-mile. You can do that and maybe play with a little bit more confidence.
It sure makes it easier for those of us who tend to call ourselves handicappers. You are going to be calling OSS on your first night. That should be a dandy. Grassroots semifinals.
Yeah, very excited about that. So we're going to really start off with a bang. Two sets of eliminations or semifinals, both Friday and Saturday. And then we carry that momentum over the next week with the 8 finals. And then the following week, we've got the Forest City Pace for the older mares, and a nice group nominated to that. So the month of October is going to be great.
Well, I am absolutely certain you're going to enjoy your tenure at Western Fair. Greg Blanchard, thanks so much for joining us on Trot Radio, and good luck.
Thanks. My pleasure, Norm. Take care.